Governor Phil Scott's five-year education plan has landed with a thud in the Vermont State House. And Democratic lawmakers have had some harsh words for his plan to reduce spending on public schools. So now the governor is shopping his plan to people outside the Montpelier bubble. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Good day. My name is Jack, and I will be your conference operator today.
Last Friday, business officials and economic professionals across the state received an invitation to join a conference call at 10:30 on Tuesday morning. It came from the Scott administration, which had used an email list at the Agency of Commerce to send the mass invite.
At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the briefing on Governor Scott's education proposal.
The subject was the governor's plan to reduce education spending over the next 5 years and use the savings to buy down property tax rates. Scott himself wasn't on the call, but his top deputies were.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Jason Gibbs, the governor's chief of staff.
Gibbs, along with Finance Commissioner Adam Gresham, Tax Commissioner Kai Samsom, and Administration Secretary Suzanne Young, delivered a 45-minute pitch on the governor's plan.
The core objectives of this proposal are to close the fiscal year 19 education fund gap and prevent a $58 million increase in property taxes in the coming year.
At the end of the call, Gibbs signed off with the special request.
We hope that you will share your point of view, whether it's on this plan, on its merits, or on other perspectives with your legislators.
This moment of public outreach was not a one-off for the administration. They held a second call for business leaders on Wednesday, and an administration official says that top aides are organizing a similar call for leaders in the education sector. The strategy is designed to build pressure from the outside in and enlist key constituencies in the administration's political standoff with lawmakers. But the battle for hearts and minds inside the State House isn't exactly succeeding. House Speaker Mitzi Johnson says the more she learns about the governor's plan,
the more obvious it is that it was thrown together and hasn't been thought out.
A new analysis by the legislature's Joint Fiscal Office has only exacerbated lawmakers' skepticism. Scott wants to use $58 million in one-time money this year to avoid an increase in property tax rates next year. And he says he'll pay back that one-time money in the future by shaving hundreds of millions of dollars from education expenses. The analysis by the Joint Fiscal Office, though, says there were, quote, major technical errors in the governor's plan. House Tax Committee Chairwoman Janet Ansel says the administration has overshot savings potential by as much as $160 million over 5 years.
Some of the numbers simply don't add up.
Ansel says that misfire isn't exactly breeding confidence in Scott's plan to use one-time money, since lawmakers don't have much faith it will ever be paid back.
It's this idea of using one-time money to keep rates flat and then counting on these savings to pay it back that I think is problematic.
Tax Commissioner Kai Samsom says even if the projections are off, there's still more than enough savings in the governor's plan to pay back that one-time money and still have enough left over to keep property tax rates flat in the future as well.
Those adjustments don't worry me. The top line and the focus is $400+ million of savings.
But in order to get those savings, lawmakers will have to agree to reductions in student-to-staff ratios, as well as a new administration proposal to lower something known as the excess spending threshold. Janet Ansel says there simply isn't enough time left in the session to vet those proposals, and Senate Majority Leader Becca Ballant agrees. Ballant says lawmakers found themselves in this same position last year when Scott introduced a late-session plan for education savings.
We played this game last year with this team, and we did this dance for weeks and weeks and weeks, and we're not doing it again.
Ballant says the Senate intends to wrap up its work this week and pass a budget and adjourn by Saturday. If the governor doesn't like it, Ballant says he'll have to veto the budget and call lawmakers back to Montpelier for a special session. With Scott vowing to reject any budget increase that does not keep property tax rates flat next year, it looks like Montpelier is once again headed down that veto path. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.